You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
This is the fifth and final message in our series, Divorce, Repairing and Recovering. Divorce strikes a deep blow into the soul of a child. How will you tend the wound? Dr. Dale Meyer talks about caring for the children affected by divorce in this message titled, I Want Dad and Mom Together. Now, here is Dr. Meyer.
Grasp our hearts with your word, O Lord, so that we will admit our sins, cling to Jesus Christ for forgiveness, and then strive to live better lives. May your spirit move us to be both hearers and doers of your word. Let this message strengthen our faith and motivate us to act lovingly toward all people. We confidently ask this help from you, O Lord, not because we've earned it. We haven't, but because you are a God of help to humble sinners. Amen. A young woman was recently divorced and has, it seems, maintained a civilized relationship with her former husband. During a recent visit, she and her ex and their 2-year-old child took a walk. The toddler, walking between mom and dad, instinctively reached out to hold hands, dad's hand on one side and mom's hand on the other. That's the way it's supposed to be, dad, mom, and the child, a family. A child instinctively reaches out to dad and mom because that's the way God the Creator made children. God made the child to know that dad and mom are there for him, just as God is there for us all. But the way it's supposed to be is not the way it always turns out in this sinful world. Sad to say, that little child, who was able on that day to hold both parents' hands, has had many more days when daddy wasn't around to hang on to. Divorce ends a marriage. It fractures a family. It strikes a deep wound into a child's heart. I don't think that you can explain divorce to a child in any way that satisfies the child or yourself. Parents try to explain it to their children. Daddy and mommy can't live together anymore. Daddy and mommy don't love each other anymore, but daddy and mommy still love you. Admittedly, the age of a child will cause the parents to explain the divorce in different ways. The age of the child will also make for different reactions from the child. But whatever the child's age, when all is said and done, there is no explanation that totally satisfies the child or you. Is that a surprise? I think not. Divorce was simply not part of God's good plan when He made marriage and the family. Children grasp that dad and mom are supposed to be together and that the family is supposed to be whole. Still, a child must grab on to something. If dad or mom isn't there because of divorce, a child is forced to grapple with some very strong feelings. Feelings like these. If daddy and mommy stop loving each other, will they stop loving me too? Daddy's gone. Will mommy go too and leave me all alone? Did mom and dad get divorced because of me? I heard them fighting about me once. Will mom have time for me? She's so busy now that she's divorced. Other kids have real families, but we're not a family anymore. Those are very heavy feelings for a child to carry. A child will react in different ways, and counselors can help divorced parents understand the reactions of their children. Through all the reactions to divorce, a child reaches out for parents. You who are divorced parents need to take your child's hand and your child's heart. Whether you are the custodial or the non-custodial parent, give your child something to hang on to. Not just now, in the trauma of divorce, but give your child something to grasp for a lifetime. Give your child a grasp on reality. The reality is that the child did not cause the divorce. Tell your child that. We are all sinful, and children too are born sinful. From the beginning of life, a little child needs to be delivered by God from sin. That inborn sin shows itself in the sins that we all commit, children included. Your child needs to know that. Your child also needs to know that his or her sinfulness is not the cause of Dad and Mom getting divorced. Dad and Mom have sins that have caused the divorce. You can help your child get a grasp on reality by teaching your child that sin is a very real thing that causes terrible problems. Dad and Mom are not the perfect, loving people that we should be. That is sin, and it has led to this divorce. Tell your child that you are sorry for it. I trust that you are sorry. You are, aren't you? But don't stop there, because that's simply not enough reality to help your child. Give your wounded child and give yourself a grasp on reality by saying that God sent Jesus Christ to forgive all our sins. 1 John 3:16 says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us." That's a reference to the cross of Calvary, where Jesus was punished for our sins, so that you and I could know that we are forgiven. Now, no mere human has all the answers to how to live in this world, especially when divorce has wounded the heart of a child. But I can tell you one fact greater than all others. Because of Jesus Christ, God forgives all your sins. He forgives Dad and Mom, who, in whatever way, contributed to the divorce. He forgives sinful children who often imagine, and they are wrong, that they're the reason Mommy and Daddy aren't together. When your child reaches out and can't hang on to Mommy and Daddy at the same time, then give your child a grasp on reality. While Mommy's and Daddy's love failed, God's love hasn't. In Jesus Christ our Savior, God loves us all perfectly. The Bible tells us in the book of James that we should not only be hearers of the word, but also doers. There are things that you can do to help your child get a grasp on the reality of God's love in Jesus. This especially applies to you custodial parents who have your child the bulk of the time. However, the non-custodial parent can also do the following things during times of visitation. Make sure that your home and your child's room are decorated with pictures and symbols that remind your child of Jesus' love. A cross, a picture of Jesus, depictions of angels and children. Such decorations remind your child of God's perfect love. When you make these decorations available, and when you refer to them in conversation, you'll be doing something to help your child grasp the reality of all that God has done for us sinners. Read Bible stories to your child. Obviously, I'm talking here about younger children. They like to sit in your lap. They like to snuggle. They like to be read to. After all, they want to learn how to read. Read Bible stories and hug them with the love of God. Older children need to learn that the Bible is a relevant book, the most relevant book ever written. It's not tales for little children. It's truth for us all. An older child coping with divorce should be encouraged to look for answers in the Bible. When anyone searches God's Word, the Spirit of God can work blessings. Children also like to watch TV. There are Christian videos available that can mesmerize younger children. TV often serves as a babysitter. Why not have a good Christian tape in the VCR instead of letting your child be mesmerized by much of the non-Christian programming on TV? And there are provocative Christian videos for the older children, too. Again, the goal is that your child learn the perfect love of God to heal the hurt caused by the failure of earthly love. And, of course, teach your child to pray. I know that you who are single parents are tired out at the end of a day, But it takes only a little extra energy to kneel at your child's bed and say a little prayer.
We used to say this one with our oldest daughter, "Lord Jesus, who dost love me, oh, spread thy wings above me and shield me from alarm. Though evil would assail me, thy mercy will not fail me. I rest in thy protecting arm."
And then you lean over, kiss your child, and say, "I love you, and Jesus loves you the best of all."
Don't just be a hearer of the word of love, be a doer. St. John says, "Let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth." After all, you're still parent to this child. Whether you're the custodial or non-custodial parent, a parent you are. Divorce ended your marriage, but it did not end your being a parent. Think about it. Before your marriage ended, you became a parent. You and your spouse had this child, these children. Parenthood is a divine institution. God made it. The biological process by which a husband and wife make a child is not a haphazard result of evolution. The biological process by which a husband and wife have a child is not a result of society developing through the millennia. No. When you and your ex had a child, you were participating in God's plan. Parenthood is God's institution. Psalm 127 says, "Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from Him." Now, there's a reason why you should know that your parenthood is not ended, even if your marriage is. God instituted the parent-child relationship so that one generation could teach His love in Christ to another. Psalm 145, verse 4 says, "One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts." Martin Luther says, "God has exalted this estate of parents above all others. Indeed, He has appointed it to be His representative on earth. This will and pleasure of God ought to provide us sufficient reason and incentive to do cheerfully and gladly whatever we can." So, although divorce has ended your marriage, it has not ended your role in the divine institution of parenthood. I'll grant you that being a parent is tough in divorce. Sometimes it seems impossible. If you're the custodial parent, you have more pressures upon you, more responsibilities, and less time for your child. If you're the non-custodial parent, your visitation rights may severely restrict the time you can be with your child. There are precious few times now when your child reaches out for your hand and you're there to take it. But when you are there, I'm speaking now to both parents, when you're with your child, put your energies into being good parents, just the way God wants you to be and the way His Spirit and Word can help you be. Put aside your animosities toward your ex. 1 Peter chapter 2 says, "Get rid of every kind of wickedness and deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and every kind of slander." Put your focus on parenting. Remember that the call of Jesus Christ is a call to self-denial. Forget about yourself for a time and agree with your ex that you'll be the best parents you can, even though you now no longer live together. And put the best construction on everything. Say good things that are true about your ex. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 says, "As we speak the truth with love, we will grow up in Him who is the head, namely Christ." When you speak the truth about your ex, speak it kindly, remembering the forgiving love of Christ for us all. The more you grow in Christ, the better it will be. Your child needs to know that mom and dad's marriage may be ended, but mom and dad are still exactly that, mom and dad. When your child reaches out to hold on to mom and dad's hand, you won't both be there at the same time. But you both continue to be parents who know the love that God gives us sinners in Jesus Christ. As the years pass by, and as that toddler grows into maturity, your child will thank God for Christian parents who surmounted their personal problems with the help of God, parents who taught their child to hold on to Jesus Christ. May it be that way, Lord, for every child. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed through hearing these messages. For information on other tapes and resources available from Lutheran Hour Ministries or for other spiritual guidance, call 1-800-876-9880. This tape is presented by Lutheran Hour Ministries, 2185 Hampton Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139.